Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Maeve Marsden, and you're listening to Queer Stories. This week, Miranda Aguilar is a proud queer Filipinx writer, creative producer, and community arts worker. They write scripts and stories for soft-spoken brown weirdos, spicy gay nerds, and hopeful pessimists. Miranda's first play, Let Me Know When You Come Home, premiered at the National Theatre of Parramatta in association with Curious Works in 2021. They performed this story at Queer Stories Western Sydney.
When I introduce myself to people, I tell them many things. I say, my name's Miranda, I'm Filipinx, I'm a writer, and more often, I say that I'm a skater. I am very much a beginner still, so please don't ask to see me grind down on a rail or do a kickflip or even an ollie, because right now, my biggest trick is staying on my board. It's an important trick. It's the first thing you learn when you start out. And then from then on, whether you're going down your first ramp or trying to land a cool trick, you'll always hear the same thing. Bend your knees and stay on your board. Commit. I never cared about skateboarding before I started. I never played Tony Hawk's Pro Skater games or had any ill-advised crushes on skater boys. Skateboarding sits at the junction of being athletic and looking cool, neither of which are my comfort zone. When I would do sports in PE, I was, of course, too uncoordinated to be athletic, but also too competitive to pretend that I was too good for school sports. So I'd try really, really hard, realize that I still wasn't good, get embarrassed, and quit. Even as an adult, I still fight that impulse to quit when I'm not good enough right away. I am constantly reassuring my anxiety. It's okay that this rough draft isn't perfect. It's okay that this second draft isn't perfect. It's okay that this email is worded weirdly. There will always be a million more emails. Still, no matter what I tell myself, I procrastinate, I get embarrassed, and if it's not writing related, I usually quit. I have quit crocheting, nail art, dance classes. I've quit learning a million different languages. I know I can always start again if I mess up a project or if I miss a Duolingo session. I know I should keep going, keep trying, commit. But so far, the only thing that stayed is writing and skating. I started skating mid-2019 and immediately broke two bones in my hand. So despite that, and the bushfires, a pandemic, and then even more injuries that would keep me from the skate park for weeks at a time, I kept coming back. So I've now been skating regularly for about 6 months. The sidewalks near me aren't very beginner skater friendly, so I tend to go to a skate park and zip around the flat in full pads and a helmet, while the cool teens and experienced skaters will snake past me, practicing their tricks and bouncing up harmlessly no matter how many unprotected slams they take. For the longest time, being one of the few skaters in a helmet really got to me. It wasn't because anyone said anything. In fact, most of the skaters I've met, even the cool teens, are very chill, very welcoming, and are super happy to give you advice. The advice is just bend your knees and commit. But it's never mean. They don't have to be mean. I can fill in those blanks myself. I used to think I'd be less anxious if I was athletic. After years of just living in my head and feeling like shit, I realized I also lived in my body, so I should probably take care of it. So I would lift weights or do couch to 5K or morning yoga, and I'd feel fine. And if I stopped, I would feel worse than before. It was like my body was holding my brain hostage. Walk outside in the sunshine. Buy better running shoes. Run farther. Stretch more. Commit. You won't have any fun, but you'll feel okay. Skating didn't change that. Skating is fun. It keeps me active, and I love it. But it also makes my anxiety more visible. It doesn't matter if I know how to fall safely or to bend my knees or if the thing I'm doing is actually scary. My anxiety lives in my brain and it lives in my body and it comes out when I skate. I feel my anxiety the most around ramps. This one time I was trying to go up and down these two ramps at Carnes Hill Skate Park. At that point, I had done it before, but I had injured myself a few weeks earlier, and I hadn't skated for a while. When I returned to the park, it just felt off. I wasn't falling. My stance was fine. My brain remembered how to skate. My body knew how to skate. My anxiety did not. I knew I had to just do those ramps again to convince all of myself that I could still skate. But for whatever reason, it wasn't happening. I'd skate down the first ramp, up to the next ramp, and stop. I didn't have enough speed to get up and over it. I was pushing off strong, keeping my balance, pumping at the bottom, bending my knees, and stopping. Failing. Over and over again. Eventually, I learned what I was doing wrong. I would push once, twice, and then right before the ramp, I'd use my whole foot to push off and slow myself down. It wasn't on purpose. I knew that was the wrong thing to do. I knew how to push properly. I knew I needed speed. I knew I could do these ramps. But my anxiety didn't. And the thing is, even after I realized what I was doing and tried to correct it, I just couldn't get it that day. I tried. I failed. I probably cried. I have seen so many kids at the skate park, and none of them cry more than me. It's never because I'm hurt. It's sometimes because I fall, but it's not because I'm in pain. It's because I'm a dumbass who can't follow the same simple advice. Bend your knees. Commit. Skateboarding brings out all of my worst qualities. I'm old and uncoordinated. I'm so uncool, an anxious crybaby. And I love it. Skating helps me love myself. And I don't love myself despite these qualities. I love that I'm trying new things even though it's hard. I love that I care more about having fun and keeping myself safe than looking cool. I love how much I care, that even when I cry and I fall, I always get up and get back on my board. It's not always right away, but that's okay. You're allowed to sit down at the skate park. I can do those ramps now
But sometimes I don't try to progress. I just coast on the flat. I'm going at my own slow pace because I'm not skating to get better. I'm just skating for me. So if you've ever wanted to try skating and you tried and you fell, or you tried and weren't good immediately, or you felt too old, unfit, and uncool to even try, this is an open invitation. Hit me up. We'll try again. It'll be fun. We'll both wear helmets. We'll both be beginners. And when it gets scary, I'll remind you. Just stay on your board, bend your knees, commit. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. And if you enjoy Queer Stories, consider supporting the project for as little as $1 per month on Patreon. The link is in the episode description. Follow Queer Stories on Facebook for updates, and for insomnia rants and photos of my glorious dog, follow me, Maeve Marsden, on Twitter and Instagram.